I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update.
Today, America and the world, in my view, lost a remarkable leader. He was a statesman and humanitarian.
Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer who won the presidency in the wake of the Watergate scandal and Vietnam War, and then redefined life after the White House as a global humanitarian, has died. He was 100 years old. VOA's Kane Fairbaugh.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear.
When Jimmy Carter took the oath of office on January 20th, 1977, he promised a government as good as its people.
There can be no nobler nor more ambitious task for America to undertake on this day of a new beginning than to help shape a just and peaceful world.
A world he continued to shape beyond his single term in the White House, becoming a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, heading the global nonprofit, the Carter Center. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
South Korean officials said Monday they will conduct safety inspections as they struggle to determine what caused a plane crash that killed 179 people on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.
The transport ministry said it would inspect all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated in South Korea and look closely into its maintenance management systems.
The jetliner skidded off the runway, slammed into a concrete fence, and burst into flames after its landing gear apparently failed to deploy. A court warrant to detain impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been requested as the investigation of whether his short-lived martial law decree amounted to rebellion. This is VOA News. Incumbent Croatian President Zoran Milanovic fell just short of a majority in Sunday's election. He will face his main challenger in a second round in 2 weeks. Holding elections in Syria could take up to 4 years, Syria's de facto leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, said in remarks broadcast on Sunday. It's the first time he's commented on a possible election timetable since Bashar al-Assad was ousted this month. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, is a well-known China critic. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching gives us a peek of his China policy, if confirmed to be the next Secretary of State.
The threat that will define this century is China.
Rubio has proposed legislation to revitalize U.S. industrial policy and reduce dependence on imports from China. He also supports revoking the trade advantages granted to China, a position he defended as early as 2022.
We did nothing while for over 2 decades China methodically undermined our economic strength by stealing our critical technology, our manufacturing capacity, our jobs.
Rubio has advocated for empowering global partners against what he describes as China's growing economic and military aggression. Nike Ching, VOA News, Washington.
As the world prepares to welcome in 2025, Myanmar's Karen minority have beaten everyone to it. The ethnic people, the third largest of the country's many groups, decide the date of the new year based on the lunar calendar and the end of the rice harvest rather than with reference to the Roman system. It's recognized as a national holiday. There's a new board game coming out where players participate in an imaginary Chinese invasion of Taiwan. Reuters correspondent Sayakar Jasny explains how it's played.
Players face the challenges of war by role-playing characters in the 10 days ahead of an attack. Gamers use colorful cards to take on the guises of Taiwan soldiers, Chinese spies, pro-China politicians, and citizens defending their home.
The game hits stores in January. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.